You're listening to the Luddite Lounge, where we're serving up news, views, and how-tos for the digital world we've all come to depend on, whether we like it or not. Hey there! Glad you could join me today in the Luddite Lounge. I'm Elizabeth Crisfalusi, publisher of the Tech for Luddites blog and chief Luddite. This is episode 8 of the Lounge, and today I'm introducing a new recurring segment called I Stream, You Stream. You can find show notes with related links at ludditelounge.com/episode8. Let's get started. This new segment, I Stream, You Stream, is going to be all about, you guessed it, streaming media. I've been writing about this topic for a couple of years now, and I think we're at a point where it's really about to explode among the general public. And there's a lot of stuff happening right now, especially because of the upcoming holiday season, that I think it warrants its own segment. Other than the topic, I'm not putting any constraints on the number of items I'll talk about, how long they'll take, or whether I'll have guests or not on these shows, because I don't want to limit myself. Instead, I'll just put together any info I think my listeners would be interested in, and however long it is, that's how long it is. So one of the main reasons I'm doing an iStream, YouStream segment now is because I want to let you all know that over the last couple of weeks, I've updated a bunch of related posts on T4L. Those include all of the posts with the reviews and how-tos for what I call the Big Four streaming players, Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Apple TV, and Google Chromecast, to include information about all the new models announced this fall. I've also updated the chart that compares the main features and benefits of each of these devices, and the Which Streaming Media Player is Right for You post, which goes beyond simply comparing the features to giving my thoughts on which players might be the best for you, depending on the content you like to watch and listen to, the technology you already have, and the way you like to interact with your technology. So you can find links to all these updated posts in the show notes, or you can just go straight to techforluddites.com/streaming to find those and other posts. Another reason for doing an iStream, YouStream show this week is because the updated Google Chromecast and the Roku 4 are now available to purchase. I did buy the new Chromecast, and I don't really see a lot of difference between it and the old version, except the casting from the Chrome browser seems to be worse than it was, which wasn't that good to begin with. So if you already have a Chromecast, I don't know that there's much reason to upgrade at this point unless you're actually having issues with the old one. But if you don't have one yet and you want one, I think you're good to go in purchasing the new model. Note that you can buy the black version at multiple places, including Best Buy and Target. But if you want the lemonade or coral colors, you'll have to buy those through the Google Store. As for the Roku 4, I haven't ordered one yet, and I'm not sure I'm going to. I don't have a 4K TV, so I really can't take advantage of its main new feature. On the other hand, my Roku 3, which is great, is the version without a voice remote, and I don't even really care about that, except to have the ability to review it for my readers and listeners. So I'm still ruminating on that one. More big streaming news. The new Apple TV is now available to pre-order, with units expected to start shipping within a few days. Right now, the only places I can see that you can order them are in Apple stores, either online or the actual stores, and through Mac Mall. So again, I'll have links to those sites in the notes. Now, one of the biggest things hyped about the new player is a new app store specifically designed for the Apple TV. But that's not live yet, so it's still hard to find what all these great apps are going to be. According to 9to5 Mac, they expect the tvOS app store to go live for, quote, people with developer kits, unquote, on Wednesday or Thursday. I'm not sure why you would need to have a developer kit to access the store, so we'll see what happens. I have to say, I'm extremely curious how this launch is going to go, given the high price premium Apple is charging over its competitors' new offerings, and this lack of clarity around the App Store right now. But having said that, I have no doubt that there will be plenty of Apple fans going ahead and buying it. Because, you know, Apple. So, there's plenty of good news these days around streaming media players. Unfortunately, the news isn't as good from the Amazon camp. The reviews for the second generation Fire TV have not been good at all, and there appear to be significant bugs in the software. So they've delayed shipping new players while they try to fix the problems. Amazon is currently saying the box will be in stock on November 7th, and the stick with the voice remote will be in stock on November 13th. You can get the stick with the standard remote right now, because it's exactly the same as the previous version of the stick. There are no hardware changes between the first and second generation. Speaking of the first generation, if you already have an original Fire TV that came with a voice remote, or a Fire TV stick, which let you purchase the voice remote if you wanted it, Amazon has said they will provide a software update to those devices to get the Alexa integration, Alexa being the personal voice assistant, aka Amazon's Siri. However, they haven't announced a date for when we'll get the upgraded software. Finally, I think I will put one common element in these types of shows, which will be to close out by recommending something worth streaming. In one of the earlier episodes of the Luddite Lounge, I recommended the movie The Imitation Game, which was all about Alan Turing's work to crack the Germans' Enigma code during World War II. And I also recommended it to my friends on Facebook, one of whom pointed me to a short-lived British miniseries called The Bletchley Circle. Bletchley Park was where all this coding stuff was going on. So The Bletchley Circle is about four women in England who also worked in the cipher section during the war, and then 10 years later, they get involved in a mystery that lets them use the same skills they used back then. I really enjoyed it. The first season is just a single 3-episode story, and the second season is 2 2-episode arcs, so not a huge time investment. Unfortunately, they didn't renew it for a third season. So if you'd like to check out The Bletchley Circle, you can currently stream it through Amazon Video, Netflix, and Vudu. And that's it for this inaugural I Stream, You Stream episode of the Luddite Lounge. Again, you can find the show notes at ludditelounge.com/episode8. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Theme music for the Luddite Lounge is by Mark Glasgow at podcastthemes.com.